working today.
Yeah.
Carson, I know you're kind of a creature of habit, so how much has it affected you being out here and kind of that routine change?
Yeah, it hasn't really affected me too much. You know, I've been pretty much consistent with the same approach as far as watching film and getting extra studying in and everything. It's more convenient out here. Obviously, it's just right downstairs at the hotel, so I almost can get a little extra studying in and everything. But no, I haven't really let any of this distract me at all. Yeah, I mean, he could throw the ball. You know, he could throw the ball well. He was, you know, he had a lot of arm talent, and he was a great dude. You know, I thought we got along great, and we're good friends now, so I think we're both pretty excited to finally face off. You know, we've had a lot of crossover film this year, so I've seen a handful of his games on tape, and, you know, he's having a great year, and we've texted back and forth a little bit, so it'll be fun for us. Not really, you know, not really that, but the competition was good, without a doubt. I think we both kind of loved the competition and everything, and it made us both better. So I thought it prepared us both well for the draft.
Carson, what do you like about the
no-huddle? I think it just gives us a chance to sometimes simplify things and just play fast. You know, I think it sometimes can limit what defenses can do as well. They kind of go to their base defenses and everything, and, you know, just gives our guys a chance to make plays. And, yeah, I think I think we do it and handle it pretty well. Yeah, I mean, we've really had the same approach all year, you know, whether after a win or a couple losses, we've had the same approach. It's just on to the next, you know, it's study the tape, learn from it, win or lose, and just go 1-0 every day, every week. And again, we say it almost every week up here, but it sounds cliche, but that's the goal. You know, just win the day, go 1-0, and, you know, we can't really dwell on it too much.
Doug was talking earlier today a little bit about the check with me system. You guys, can you just kind of explain the process and how that works?
Yeah, I mean, it varies every game. You know, it varies every game. Some games we do it a couple times. Some games we don't really use it much. Some games it's a big part of what we do. And it's really just how he's feeling, you know, how he's feeling within the game. If sometimes he thinks if we need a little boost offensively or something, we'll go to it like we did that first drive of the second half against Seattle. But, yeah, it kind of varies. And, you know, I think we all love it. We all enjoy it. And it allows us just to play fast. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is we just missed some opportunities. You know, we missed opportunities. I missed some throws. Obviously, the fumble down there. We just got to clean some of those things up. You know, we were right there. Did we have our best performance? No, not at all. But, you know, I thought we were right there. And, you know, it wasn't a game plan thing. It wasn't a play calling thing at all. You know, we just got to execute better.
As far as Alshon's contract, what did you think on Saturday when you signed it?
Yeah. Yeah, I was excited. You know, I think really everyone in the locker room, you know, everyone's giving him kind of crap and jeers here and there, but, you know, all in fun, you know, and I was really excited for him. I went up to him right away, and I think we're both pretty stoked about what the future holds, but at the same time, we're really focused on this year, too. But no, I'm really thrilled he's going to be here for a couple years. You know, I think we all recognize that we're usually doing it to kind of get an advantage over the defense and to get a jump start, sometimes get an extra boost if we're struggling offensively. But, yeah, it's just naturally when you don't huddle and you line up, you're naturally going quicker. So everyone just has that sense of urgency. And, yeah, I think we executed pretty well. You know, I always think continuity is always great, but in this league, that's hard. You know, that's really hard. But without a doubt, a guy like Alshon, you know, I'm thrilled that we're going to have continuity there for years to come.
We haven't seen Torrey make any plays downfield in a little while. Why is that?
You know, it's just part of the flow of the game. You know, there's a handful of times on film where I just didn't go there. You know, I threw it somewhere else, and then he's open, and there's, you know, much like that one where they picked up the flag against Seattle late in the game. You know, I had him deep. I just didn't make the throw. And so there's a handful of those things, and it's just kind of part of the flow of the game.
As the organization is considering the Alshon extension, are you giving them feedback and input on this is how you really want back? I mean,
I never really got involved in that, especially in the middle of the year. I don't get too worried about it, but when I heard the news, I was definitely excited about it.
Carson, there'll be like there's a lot of talk obviously about how this game is like you and Jared Goff, the top two picks last year and everything. I know obviously you'll say that you're playing the Rams and all that, but what do you think it says, you know, for the future of the league and stuff like that?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. You know, I think it's exciting anytime two young quarterbacks like us face off, you know, and like you said, you know, I am offense playing their defense and vice versa, but I think it's definitely exciting for the league. And, you know, Jared and I are both excited about it, and it'll be a fun one.
Was there a time that you felt you might be right?
You never know. You know, you never knew throughout that draft process. It was a crazy whirlwind. You're playing every scenario in your head, trying not to, but you naturally are. So, yeah, but at the end of the day, I wouldn't trade it for the world where I ended up. Without a doubt. I just felt a great connection with this coaching staff, you know, with the city, just kind of the blue-collar work ethic, everything about it. I just kind of fell in love with it, and I think it ended up working out for both of us. No, he's back. He's back home, I think, hunting it up all over the place out there. But we stay in touch. I've shot him a couple texts. Say that again. Yeah, he's a game changer. You know, Donald can really mess up some things offensively. You know, if you're not aware of where he's at and kind of game plan a little bit for him, but at the same time, we have a ton of confidence in the five guys up front. You know, we have a ton of confidence they'll get the job done, and you know, we'll limit what he can do and how he can affect the game. But again, he's a heck of a player, and you just got to be aware at times. Yeah, I think just that continuity from the staff, I think, was big for me. Just having that. Honestly, more than anything, just having that full offseason under my belt as the starter, you know, within a playbook and everything, I thought benefited me tremendously.
Alec Ogletree came out of the game last week. What's his – sounds like he's going to be back. What's his role?
Yeah, he's a heck of a player. He's all over the field. They like to blitz him quite a bit, and he's as athletic a linebacker as you'll see in the league. You know, he's impressive. So another guy you just kind of got to be aware of, you know, both in the run game and the throw game. But, yeah, we'll see what his status is. But we're expecting him to play, and, yeah, he's a good player. The biggest thing last year is I learned that it's hard to win in this league. You know, we were in a handful of close ball games, and we just didn't pull them out. You know, I learned it's hard to win, and I learned that I hated to lose. You know, and I think we kind of all took that same approach in the off season and did something about it. Yeah. Obviously, we've already gone a game this year without Zach, unfortunately, and we'll see what his status is for Sunday. Hopefully, he can go. But you know, we have a ton of confidence in both Trey and Celek. You know, that they can both step up and get the job done. They showed it well against the Broncos when Ertz was down, and if that's the case, I know they'll do it again. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is he's accurate. You know, he makes some throws that are impressive, and he's accurate and he's pretty decisive. So again, it's fun to see how far he's coming this year, and you know, just see kind of what we, you know, him and I, we both thought he was a good player, and seeing him kind of develop this year has been pretty cool.
Obviously, pre-draft, you worked out together, but since then, have you kept in touch going through the same experiences?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think we're both kind of similar. We're always studying, always so busy, so we're not on our phones a ton, but you know, we've shot texts back and forth, especially this year during, you know, crossover film and everything. But no, I think we're both pretty excited for this one.
Just because you guys are going to be linked for a long time, do you think you'll pay a little more attention to his career path?
I think more than anything I will, just because, you know, we're friends. You know, we're friends off the field. We met before the draft and everything, and have the same agents and everything like that. So I think more than anything that'll be why. Yeah. I mean, Kelsey's been phenomenal for me, you know, coming in from day one last year. Just having a guy like as smart as he is at that position that can just really handle all the calls. You know, he can get a lot of things corrected. I'm rarely overruling him with a call and everything. So just having that guy has been great for me. And then just, you know, him and I see the game so similar now. So that's been pretty cool and definitely beneficial, you know, from year one to year two. I mean, we all hate to lose around here. You know, that's kind of always been the thing with us. But I think we've always had the same focus, the same energy, the same kind of passion every day. You know, at the end of the day, last Sunday we just got beat. You know, we just got beat. But, you know, I think we'll all respond in the right way. Yeah, I mean, I feel fine. I feel great. But no, you know, there's anytime you drop back as much as we did that game, you know, especially late in that game, their D-line just kind of pins their ears back and we're trying to, you know, push the ball down the field. So naturally you're going to hang in there and take some shots here and there. And, you don't worry about those things. But again, I'm fortunate that I do feel as good as I do. Absolutely. Thanks, guys.